With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio to open God's eternal word and to study the word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the word of God today. We're continuing our study on underestimating the will of God. And we're going to turn our Bible today to the book of Judges as we look at a picture of a man who underestimated the will of God. His name was Samson. And when I mention his name, if you know your Bible, then you're reminded of how he underestimated God's will for his life. But before I deal with that, let me go back for just a moment of review on what we've looked at thus far in underestimating the will of God. First of all, we studied the purpose of underestimating the will of God, and I asked the question, what would cause a person to underestimate the will of God? And I said to you that many underestimate the will of God because they get their eyes on the present instead of on the eternal. They look at other things that they want in the flesh now, and they compare what it's going to cost them to do the will of God. And so they think, maybe somehow I can miss God's will and still have a good life. I mentioned to you that for some, it is their family that causes them to miss the will of God and underestimate the value of being in God's will. For some, they compare fame and fortune to the will of God, and they make the choice they'd rather have fame or fortune than to have the will of God. Then I said to you that some look at their friends, and they feel like, if I do the will of God, then I will lose my friends. And so they forfeit the will of God for the friendship of their friends. And then, I know it's a broad range, but many underestimate the will of God because of their own flesh. The flesh cries out, I do not want to do the will of God. I want to live my own life, be my own boss, and do my own thing. So we looked at the purpose of underestimating the will of God. And then we looked at the price of underestimating the will of God. And I said to you, for those who would put their family ahead of the will of God, usually wind up losing their families. Those who would put their friends ahead of the will of God usually wind up losing their friends. Those who would put fortune and fame above the will of God usually wind up losing their fortune and their fame. And those who would put their own flesh before the will of God usually wind up with their health gone and then their wealth gone, and they live a miserable life. You see, friend, to miss the will of God, it will cost you all of the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, long-suffering, faith, meekness, temperance. God gives these to those who are obedient to Him as the fruit of the Spirit. So we saw in our study the purpose of underestimating the will of God. They get their eyes on the temporal instead of the eternal. We saw the price. The Bible said, if a man gain the whole world and lose his soul, what will it profit him? And I took that same thought and said, if a man gain the whole world and miss the will of God, what will it profit him? But on the broadcast today, I want us to come to the book of Judges, and we're going to look at a picture of a man who underestimated the will of God. Let me say to you quickly, and I know you'll understand this, I could preach for weeks and months on pictures in the Word of God of people who underestimated the will of God. Let me just quickly throw out a comparison, and then I'll come to the text that I want to use today for the broadcast. In the life of Abraham and in the life of Lot, we have a good comparison. Abraham chose to do the will of God. Lot underestimated the will of God and went the way of the world. And what a great contrast there is among those two. Let me show you another one. Compare Abraham doing the will of God and Jacob missing the will of God for the most of his life. But let's look at Samson and see what a terrible price it cost him in underestimating the will of God. Let me just say this before I deal with the scripture. I'm aware of the fact that there are multitudes of people around the world today, and many are even listening to my voice right now, would say the same thing. They would give anything and everything that they possess if they could go back and start over by undoing some of the choices they made in their youth when they chose to set the will of God aside or put it in second place and go with something else ahead of the will of God. But let's look at Samson and allow the Lord to speak to our heart from the Word of God. Three thoughts I want to mention briefly on the broadcast today. First of all, my mind went back to the announcement of his birth. In verse number 4, he tells the woman, "Now therefore, beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines." So in verse number 5, we see that blessed announcement in his birth. And if I could just summarize with a New Testament statement, God is saying to Manoah's wife, you're going to conceive, and God has a will for the baby that you're going to conceive and give birth to. God has a plan, God has a place, and God has a purpose for this boy that will be born. Not only do I think about the announcement of his birth, but second, my mind went to his accomplishments in his battles. Samson was a strong man, no doubt, but his strength really lied not in his own physical ability, but if you study the Word of God, the Bible precedes almost every major event of exhibiting the strength of Samson by saying that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he waxed strong, he waxed great. Let me mention 5 of them just quickly without dealing in any detail. In the prime of his youth as a young man, Samson met a young lion. Chapter number 14, verse number 5 through verse number 7 tell the story. And the Bible said that he took that young lion in his own hands, and he rent that young lion as he would a kid goat. Quite an accomplishment for a young man. The second accomplishment I want you to notice in chapter 14, verse number 19, he slew 30 men at one time. In chapter 15, verse number 4, he catches 300 foxes and ties their tails together and sets them on fire with a firebrand. I'm simply saying to you, this is a man of great accomplishments. But then the peak of his accomplishments that we remember most is found in chapter number 15, verse 14, where the Bible teaches us that he took the jawbone of an ass and he slew 1,000 Philistines. Quite an accomplishment for any man. And then in chapter 16, verse number 3, we find that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he picked up the door of the gate of the city and the post of it and carried them away to a hill over on Hebron. And so many other things could be said, but time does not permit me to deal with them. There is the announcement of his birth. God said he's a chosen vessel. I've got a plan. I've got a place. I've got a purpose for him. Then God proves how much he can do through Samson by him killing the lion, him killing the 30 enemies, him catching the 300 fox, him slaying the 1,000 Philistines, and him walking away with the gate of the city. And friend, I wish I could go on and tell you that he lived the rest of his life that way, and he died in glory and in honor. But not so. The Bible closes a story of Samson's life by giving us the record of the agony of his blindness. You remember Samson made some decisions that did not honor God. Let me name three things quickly that I'll be through. First of all, he made a choice. He was to be pure. He was to be a Nazarite. He was not to touch anything that was dead and or any unclean thing. And he violated that. And he went in with strange women, again violating the choice of God's will for his life. Friend, let me say to you today, I don't care how special you are. You make up your mind. You're not going to go with God, and God will let you go. But he won't let you succeed in the things of this world. Samson underestimated the will of God. He made his choice. I'm not going to do the will of God. I'm going to go my way and do my thing. And you know what it cost him? He revealed where his power was. And he woke up from laying his head in Delilah's lap and knew not that his power was gone. And the Philistines came upon him. They captured him. Then they plucked out his eyes. And they have him down at the mill grinding. Somebody said, sin will bind you. Sin will blind you. And sin will grind you. And friend, that's true if you miss the will of God. But then I want you to notice a conclusion. What happens to this great man? Well, he does find forgiveness. He does find mercy. But he winds up killing himself and killing a bunch of Philistines. He got to the place he'd rather die than live. And he has a little lad to put his hands on the pillars. And he bows out and breaks those pillars, and the building crashes. And he dies with the enemy of God. What a terrible statement. What a terrible tragedy. Oh, you say, what happened to him, preacher? One simple thing. He underestimated the will of God. Could I say to you, dear friend, today, if you are underestimating the will of God, you probably will die an untimely and an unnatural death. Your end will not be joyous and victorious. Oh, you may be laughing now, and you may be having a party now, but I want to tell you, friend, that party, that season of sin, is but for a season. Could I plead with you today? The will of God is the greatest place for you. The will of God is the greatest plan for you. The will of God is the greatest purpose for your life. Do not waste your life by underestimating the will of God, only to come down to the end of it and realize that you not only have lived as a fool, but you die with the enemies of God. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. Help us not to underestimate your will. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.